Gospel according to Mark. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?" The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from Jesus our risen Lord, and from the Holy Spirit now come to us, my dear sisters and brothers. Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. You're going to get tired of me counting, but we got a lot of Sundays to go. From now until Advent, in the numbered Sundays of ordinary time, we travel with Jesus and the disciples, trying to learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And I have to say, I was very glad to read our gospel text for this week because the teaching seems clear and straightforward compared to where we've been for the last 2 weeks. The confusion of the Jerusalem authorities and the family of Jesus divided against themselves, and the seed parables teaching on the kingdom of God. I thought we had left all that behind this week when we got in the boat with Jesus and the disciples. But nothing is ever quite as simple as it looks, as we'd like it to be. And here is our first clue. Mark tells us that this crossing of the sea took place on that day when the evening had come, on that same day when Jesus had been teaching by the sea in seed parables, trying to explain the kingdom of God. So I think it's important that we look at this boat trip to see what it can teach us about the kingdom of God. So the ancient Mesopotamian and Canaanite writings that the Hebrew people inherited showed that the sea was a location of terrifying monsters, such as the Leviathan, which God made for sport in the 104th Psalm. The ancient world believed that God had direct power over nature, and particularly over the weather. In the Old Testament, one way of showing God's creative might is that God conquered the sea demon. So Mark's telling of the stilling of the storm means to demonstrate Jesus' divine power by which he proclaims God's kingdom. But there are two parts to this story. There is Jesus rebuking the wind and saying to the sea, "Peace, be still," and the wind ceases and there is dead calm. And then there is Jesus rebuking his disciples, saying to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And the question for us today, I think, is which do we see? Do we celebrate the powerful "peace be still" that calms the seas, or do we hear a rebuke to our lack of faith? What storms rage around us, and how do we maintain trust in God's ultimate power? If we read through the Old Testament, and particularly if we read Psalm 107 today, we see that the prayer for help and raising our voice, depending on God, is really at the center of our relationship with God. What we learn, what we don't want to learn, but what we have to learn, is that we finite and fallible human beings are in need of God. Of course, we only pray when we are in trouble, but we are in trouble all the time. If we realize this, then the response of our faith is to live recognizing our dependence on God and with gratitude for God's never-failing love. But of course, our culture, the time and the place that we live in encourage us to think and act as if we are or should be totally self-sufficient, in which case there is no need to ask God or anyone else for help. And then there is no need to thank anyone other than ourselves. But what we read today teaches us that in the end, self-sufficiency is a terrible illusion. Our lives depend on God, God who hears our cries and responds, "Peace, be still," to the storm around us. We Christians see the love from God as fully embodied in Jesus, whose stilling of a storm invites us to give up self-centered self-sufficiency so we can live in dependence on God with gratitude for God's goodness and unfailing love. But there is space in God's presence for whatever we may feel. The anger and the fear of the disciples in the boat are part of faith. Cheerful assurances that God will calm the storm may not help. Is there a way to be open to the questions and to leave space for our doubts? Sometimes it's helpful to look back into our own past, to learn from what has gone before, to let the wisdom that's been handed down guide us forward into a future with hope. Although it may be difficult to find God's presence in the current storms of life, we can look back on storms of the past and notice how we survived, what love and wisdom anchored us, and how God brought us through it. Faith and doubt are not always the same. Faith waxes and wanes, gets stronger and weaker. It is not just a block of belief that we never doubt, is not an arrow that always hits its target. Faith is like a fan going back and forth. It sweeps back and forth, and we catch it for a minute before it slips away, and we find ourselves in need of Jesus' reassurance. Faith depends more on our human will than on our human thinking. It's opposite. The opposite of faith is not being an atheist. The opposite of faith is cowardice or fear, a lack of willingness to recognize God's power. We have to admit that we live in frightening times. We're all right there with Jesus' disciples in a boat that is being swamped, terrified that God has gone AWOL and Jesus doesn't care. But it is our job to respond to those who encourage us to live in fear, to remind ourselves and others that Jesus is the Lord of our lives and that God remains dedicated to our well-being. And so we do. We ask the questions, who then is this? Do you trust him? The answer has to be yes. Amen.